Maui! This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha! Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what? I say this every week, but we've got an exciting show for you today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. We are the Fanatic Organics, across the board Fanatic Organics. Fabulous, wonderful products, beautiful organic herb combinations, and also nutrients, vitamins, proteins, you name it. It's all there, broad spectrum with terrific prices at Alive and Well. And we are hand in hand with our best buddy right there. And that is the broth cafe at Alive and Well. And I have said this, but it's important to realize broth is broad spectrum broth. It's many, many wonderful organic and delicious dishes. Whether you are, whatever your choice in this area, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you love wild fish, or you want organic meats and chickens, all of those choices are there for you at the broth cafe. And in addition, every single day we get in the wonderful local organic produce. We are so grateful for our local organic Maui farmers bringing it every day in for all the different organic vegetables that are used in all of our dishes, and including we have a very high concentration juicers, and they are there squeezing also many of the juices, the vegetable juices, and putting in glass bottles for you also to have there at the wonderful broth cafe. Right, Mr. Jones?
Right, Mr. Jones. Right, Mrs. Jones.
Okay.
Thank you for the introduction.
Thank you. Okay. I know. You're going to sing and dance for us now.
I am always dancing.
In your brain, but do it in your feet. Okay. I have to stop correcting him about his feet and his toes.
I have a heavy mineral deposit.
In your feet?
In my feet.
Let's get more circulation going, and I have a good article about that.
It's called lead.
It's called?
Yes, too much lead.
You get enough cardio Q10, which we are going to be talking about. You're not going to have any of that. You'll be dancing like Fred Astaire, I promise.
In my mind, between my ears, I'm dancing.
Okay,
let's have a drink of water.
Okay, definitely. And talk about this magnificent, magical water.
May I?
Please.
Okay.
Go right ahead, or I'll talk about it. You better
talk.
It's
called Vortex water. How do you get Vortex? Well, come to Alive and Well, because we have the Vortex machine there waiting for you to dispense the purest, most delicious water in the world. It's hydrogenated. Can you imagine such a thing? Water is hydrogen and oxygen, but the Vortex mechanism reactivates both the oxygen and the hydrogen, so you get really detoxing effects from drinking this delicious water.
That's
refreshing.
Right.
Refreshing. It's music to your palate.
I know, and I know you'd be very jealous, but if there was somebody I could throw my arms around and kiss and say thank you so much and dance with, it would be the Dr. Otto Warburg, who in 1938 got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, that's the highest award medically, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And the parameters of the Vortex water fit all the things that he learned. Remembering how rich that oxygen is, I would hug Dr. Otto Warburg for discovering that, for the high oxygen, hydrogen, etc., and free. And it's detoxifying, it gives structure to the water, cell availability, saves energy. It's just absolutely amazing, and you feel so much better.
You want to hug him?
I would dance with Dr. Otto Warburg.
Well, he and I are hugging.
hug him emotionally and spiritually every drink that we take of that wonderful Vortex power.
And there's thousands of studies showing how healthy the drinking water is when it's the right construction, the right composition of water. If it's sitting in the pipes for God knows how long, if it's regular city water, it isn't filtered to the degree that you would aspire. But with the Vortex, you're getting the ultrafiltration, and it just helps in 150 diseases. 150 diseases are enhanced, are diminished by drinking the right water.
And remembering, too, that it was there was a big news when we had our first health food store in on Long Island, the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island. There was huge news that hit across, this was in the early 70s at that point, all across the United States, that doctors had discovered that cancer cells can't live in an oxygen-rich environment, and all the other diseases, they can't live where the oxygen is rich, and that was major news, okay? Even in those years, so this goes right along with that. Okay?
Amen, sister.
And you know what also hit the news, and let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't people on medications, take them off medications, doctor's area. We are strictly reporters about what doctors have learned about nutrients.
Holistic physicians.
And some of them even learn about it or have the studies that they weren't even notably holistic.
And you know something, I've said this, we've had this conversation at home many times, but doctors oftentimes on their own become health nuts.
Because they realize how great the nutrients are.
It's happened 5 or 6 times in the past, how many years we've been in business, 50, 60 years. A doctor will be buying vitamins, a person will be buying, I didn't know it was a doctor, a person was buying vitamins and getting into a long conversation with me, and we had discussing nutrition in great detail, right?
Right.
And I'd say, I'm really thrilled that you're so up on nutrition and how nutrition can rebuild life. And he says, well, I'm a doctor. And that's most unusual. Don't have that many doctors that are really health nuts. And he says, no, because from the minute I signed up for pre-med, when I was 18 years old, going to college, I have received notifications from the pharmaceutical industry every day of my life, either emails or phone calls or mail, whatever the source was. Drugs, drugs, and drugs.
Yes.
And he says, my entire education, and I'm a specialist, so I had 8 years of primary medical training and 4 years of advanced training.
Yes.
Not 1 minute was ever spent discussing nutrition.
Yes, that's heartbreaking.
It's always drug, reduce the symptom.
Right.
Drug, reduce the symptom.
And well, symptom, many others.
Reducing symptoms does not restore life.
No, it does not.
But nutrients and every cell of your body, this is where it gets so exciting for me, because every little invisible cell in your body needs nutrients.
That's right.
Like it needs oxygen.
That's
it needs nutrients.
Yes.
And the nutrients are derived from what? Not from
organic plants.
Well, organic plants, but
seeds,
not from
et cetera.
Not from synthetic fertilizers and food coloring
and
extenders and conditioners and all the crap that they put in food, but by real nutrients. And that's where I'm very happy, as are you, in discussing nutrition with anybody at any time, because we fulfill that basic requirement that holistic physicians talk about all the time.
Yes.
Is feed your body.
Right.
Feed your brains.
You know, this was I'm reporting and I'm applauding a very terrific leading doctor, Dr. David Brownstein, MD. This just came out, reported in Newsmax, just came out. And this is so important, but it goes along, again, with many of the things that we have taught and talking about an incredible nutrient that the cholesterol drugs kill, that prevent the body from producing, the statin drugs. But this is the title of the article and the background. He always gives the background, okay? And the medical trials behind it. Seniors, meaning I'm there, we're in the senior category, okay? I think I was there a while back. Seniors benefit from high cardio Q10, okay? And that's the seniors benefit. Scientists, now he's quoting here, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, looked at men and women ages 65 and older in order to study the relationship between cardio Q10 blood levels and physical activity and capacity in elderly people. The study, which appeared in the medical journal Antioxidants, reported that high CoQ10 levels were directly associated with less cardiovascular risk.
And improve brain function.
Right. And here he goes on. CardioQ10, the 100% ultra-ubiquinol, showed a strong inverse. That means it dropped the relation to sedentarianism and frailty. It dropped frailty and the inability to move around and have a full and wonderful life. Sedentarianism, okay? Drugs that lower cholesterol, says the doctor, are directly associated with low levels of CoQ10, which is concentrated in the muscles, where it is needed for cell metabolism and energy production. And I want you to talk about this in a minute, dear.
Because the cholesterol drugs create sarcopenia, which is destruction of protein.
Yes, muscle
destruction,
wasting.
Muscle wasting.
Yes, sarcopenia.
And the muscle wasting is in the legs, it's in the arms, it's in the chest, it's in the brains.
And it's in the heart.
Okay, and in the heart muscle.
That's right.
The heart is primarily a muscle which pumps blood, and whatever's in that blood is going to be dispensed throughout your entire anatomy. But the idea is to keep that heart muscle in prime condition, healthy muscle form.
Right. CoQ10 is responsible for producing adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is the energy of all the muscles, including the heart.
Absolutely.
It can't pump without it, but they give you those drugs. Specifically, he talks about, okay, drugs that lower cholesterol. This is, I'm quoting the doctor, are directly associated with low levels of CardioQ10, which is concentrated in the muscles, where it is needed for cell metabolism and energy production. And I want you to say this in a minute. Specifically, it is found in the mitochondria of cells, which produce energy. Deficiency of CoQ10 leads to low energy production and fatigue. Statin drugs poison, says the doctor, an enzyme called HMG-CoA reductase. When a statin is taken, this HMG reductase enzyme is poisoned and cholesterol production declines.
And the mitochondria function diminishes.
That's what he says.
The mitochondria, the statin drugs destroy the mitochondrial function, the energy, the vitality of every microscopic. It's microscopic, folks. You can't see them. Little tiny. The microscopic mitochondria, which create energy for the one little invisible cell.
Right.
Well, put all those invisible cells together into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat and stick it in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart. And it pumps with the strength of its mitochondria. As you get older, your mitochondria become older, and they don't have the same energy and vitality that an 18-year-old, 20-year-old heart has. Keep in mind that most professional athletes retire by the time they're 35. Why do they do that? Because they don't have the heart strength, the muscle strength, the energy and the endurance that a 22-year-old kid who's prime years, who's in his prime of energy production and muscle strength and mental production, comes into the league and it pushes this older 35-year-old person around like it's a Kleenex. He doesn't have the strength, the endurance, the muscle, the determination that a kid has.
Yes.
Because the kid has the mitochondria, young mitochondria. Well, what the holistic physicians are talking about is, if you want a strong heart, take the cardio form of CoQ10, and that strengthens the mitochondria of your heart muscle and right. every other muscle in your body.
Right, and that the, you know, and just like the doctor's making the point, I'm quoting him, as these CoQ10 levels fall with statin use, CoQ10 declines in the mitochondria, leading to low energy production and extreme fatigue. And as CoQ10 levels in muscles fall, this manifests in aching muscles, weak heart. It should be no surprise, says the doctor, that two of the most common side effects from taking statins are fatigue and severe muscle pain. The side effect of profile, he says, of statins is reviewed. I simply cannot understand why so many people are taking statin medications. They're taking them, I'm just making a commentary, because they have no idea. They have no idea what it's doing to their heart muscle.
And the doctor knows best. And the doctor says, take the statin drugs. But what's incredible is that as your muscle tone diminishes, as you age, your mitochondria become weaker. They become older and they die off. But the replacement mitochondria in any muscle of your body or any cell in your body is not the same vigor and vitality that it was when you were 20 years old.
No, and he says here that all cells contain mitochondria, microscopic powerhouses that generate life-giving energy. CardioQ10 plays a vital role in this energy production process, in addition to enhancing cellular energy production in the heart, brain, and other organs. CardioQ10 provides additional benefits. During energy production, cell damaging free radicals are formed as byproducts, and with this powerful antioxidant, CardioQ10 counteracts this oxidative stress, supporting the health of cells in the heart, the brain, and all other organs. Research proves, this is the last sentence he says here, that CardioQ10 promotes the health of the endothelium, also inner lining of the blood vessels. This is important to cardiovascular health because it supports normal circulation and balances inflammation.
And I couldn't have said it better.
You couldn't have? You
never.
Sure?
Because sure? that puts it, but it's important that you get the cardio CoQ10 at Alive and Well. Why? Not because we sell cardio CoQ10 at Alive and Well, but because we sell cardio CoQ10 at Alive and Well because it is the best form of CoQ10 on the market. There are all kinds of other, the synthetic CoQ10, there are other forms of CoQ10, but none of them have the true fulfillment of every statement made by that doctor that the cardio CoQ10 provides you.
That's
right. The most unique form that's better absorbed, better utilized than any other form on the market.
Well, it makes all the difference on the planet.
All the difference in the world.
But also for the brain as well as the heart. It's really terrific.
That's right, and the brain.
And other organs.
I've said this several times.
Maybe
you haven't heard it before, but I'm going to say it again at the risk of boring you to tears. Every cell in your body has mitochondria.
Mitochondria. You can remember the word that way. Mitochondria. That's the powerhouses of the cells, just like the doctor
said. Every muscle in your body contains mitochondria cell. But the heart muscle has 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible heart cell. And those 5,000 invisible mitochondria create the energy for the one invisible cell. And you put all those cells together, as I mentioned before, into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart. And that sucker pumps every second of your life. A healthy heart rate is 60 beats per minute. Well, 60 beats per minute is, how many in 60 beats a minute, and the 60 minutes, and that's 3,600 beats per hour.
I'm not a math wizard. Okay. Don't look at me for math. You can look to Gary for math, but don't look at me for math. It wasn't one of my greatest subjects.
Well, that's why
English, acting, singing,
that's
dancing,
why I got
anything.
Tongue-tied,
but not math.
That's why I got tongue-tied when
but
I tried to do
I
it
did
right
learn
off
how
the
to
top
do math
of my head.
So I could get an A. Okay.
Okay.
But that's another story.
That's a whole other story.
Right.
But then again, for every hour, at 60 beats per minute, is 3,600 beats per hour, or 36,000. I don't have a pen.
Come on, Gary, you can come on.
But do that for 24 hours a day.
Holy moly.
That needs energy. And
definitely,
the mitochondria create the energy.
That's right.
And the cardio CoQ10 creates the energy, the life source for the mitochondria to function the way they function.
Absolutely. And I'm going to applaud another very famous, he's got every kind of credential on the planet, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. And this is his article, and he backs it all with medical proof, okay? But I want to share it with you, Dan, okay? And this is the title, his title, not mine, The Truth, Big Pharma. Big Pharma is the pharmaceutical industry, in case you didn't know, just saying that. Start again. The Truth, Big Pharma doesn't want you to know.
Pharma is spelled P-H-A-R-M-A.
That's
not
right.
Not F-A-R-M-A.
No, not the farmers. Okay. Big Pharma, that's the pharmaceutical drug industry. The truth, Big Pharma, says the doctor, doesn't want you to know. An estimated, I'm quoting him, an estimated 1.96 million new cancer cases and approximately 609,820 cancer deaths in the United States. Deaths from cardiovascular disease were over 800,000. He's talking per year. Diabetes is out of control with 37 million current cases. Over 1.66 million new cases each year, and over 97.6 million who have, quote, dangerous pre-diabetic conditions, quote. We have epidemics, says the doctors, of obesity, crippling arthritis, and rampant allergies, and skyrocketing rates of depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. But why, says the doctor, underlying, with all of the recent medical breakthroughs and billion-dollar wonder drugs, are we getting sicker and sicker? Here's the truth your doctor won't tell you. Would you read this page?
Would I read this
read
page?
Read that page, boy.
Hang on, folks.
Read it, read it, read it.
I'm reading this
from
page
the doctor.
From the doctor. Thousands of supermarket and restaurant foods have been poisoned with inflammatory sugars, oils, chemicals, and genetically modified organisms. What are chemicals? Well, they're food colorings, and there's conditioners, and there's emulsifiers, and there's preservatives, in addition to all the GMO, genetically modified organisms that are in the soil and the pesticides, herbicides, etc.
Right.
This is directly from the doctor. These foods include everyday produce that's been sprayed with toxic herbicides and with toxic pesticides. They include processed foods such as cereals and juices and soups and sauces and vegetable oils and snacks and desserts and frozen and microwave foods. All of that.
Unbelievable.
The FDA says, sure, go ahead, use it. Sure, go ahead.
Poison, 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 poison.
So, the doctor goes on to say, even most meat, including chicken and pork and fish, have been treated with dangerous additives or raised in inflammation-producing genetically modified organisms, soy or corn.
Right.
It's just phenomenal.
It's just unbelievable.
But the lobbying,
deep fat fried with all the toxic oils.
The lobbying efforts of the food industry and the drug industry overwhelm our lawmakers and the FDA. As so many holistic physicians have said, the FDA is simply an extension of the pharmaceutical industry. Whatever the pharmaceutical industry wants, the FDA says, oh, sure, go ahead. Anyway, going on with the doctor's article. Products from inflammatory ingredients now total 30,000 supermarket foods. I didn't know there were 30,000 foods.
30,000 supermarket foods, toxic ingredients in 30,000 supermarket foods.
And most restaurants use disease-promoting omega-6 vegetable oil.
Very important point. Listen up. This is a very important point. And you can't even watch a cooking channel anymore without seeing, you know, without seeing them deep fat fry and all of these horrible foods.
But they're
oils.
All safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all create
inflammation.
I couldn't have said it better.
You did.
Inflammation.
Inflammation. Say it together. Flaming the nation, flaming the body, flaming everything.
Inflammation.
Go ahead.
Right, what doesn't create inflammation? Butter. Can you imagine such a thing?
Organic, extra virgin olive oil. Okay.
The butter you've been told is going to create a heart attack doesn't create a heart attack. It doesn't build up your cholesterol. What builds up your cholesterol is the hardening of your arteries and capillaries so the blood doesn't get through to your heart and your brains. And what hardens those capillaries and arteries? Safflower oil, soy oil, corn oil, canola oil, peanut oil, sesame oil.
Toxic, inflammatory.
They all create inflammation.
Right.
And as you've heard us say ad nauseum, inflammation is the source, the creator of all disease. All disease. Not just infections, but degeneration of brains and heart and cellular metabolism. Inflammation burns them up. Going on, the doctor says, of course, you wouldn't eat a portion of food that makes you sick, and that's why this hidden source of disease is so sinister. You never even notice it. And the FDA says, don't worry about it. It gives you the FDA approval. Why? Because of the lobbying industry of the food and of the pharmaceutical industry and the food industry.
Yes.
That's why.
And talking about
over time, these foods build up chronic inflammation, says the doctor, and chronic inflammation is the creator of all ill health.
And yet this has been majorly in the news. Everything just coming out. Dr. Joseph Mercola reviewing the medical trials and showing that 1 in 3 children now faces chronic health conditions, and he talks about that in the United States, asthma, ADHD, autism, pre-diabetes rising steadily every single year. Children are at the highest risk. All kind environmental toxins, poor diet are major drivers of these conditions. Are we hearing this? Better eating is essential, and all of this. Researchers have documented, he says, a dramatic rise in pediatric onset chronic conditions over the last 20 years. And then he mentioned all of those diseases, nerve damage, kidney failure, full diabetes, high ADHD. Okay. Then he makes these points, and he quotes in the medical journal, a big medical study published in the medical journal Academic Pediatrics examined how these chronic health conditions in children and young adults have changed in the United States over the last 20 years. Conducted by researchers from Harvard Medical School, the study focused on conditions that continue from childhood into adulthood. So they did this very large of 236,412, and reported in National Health Interview, and the chronic conditions went up unbelievably. 1.2 million young people are now entering adulthood. And they mentioned all of these illnesses, okay, and how they're jumping. And what they say here is the major cause, okay? The major cause of these conditions, and they make this point just as we have been saying in the other. What are the contributing factors to these chronic conditions in children? Poor diet and pollution. Okay, and they go through and how deadly the terrible diets are with that the children are exposed
because
to.
Because they're loaded with the chemicals.
Chemicals. Okay?
And that's what I'm so thrilled that Kennedy is finally making some efforts to reduce the food coloring. You see, red dye number 3 was so popular, and it's added into so many foods. But for years, the FDA says it's fine, don't worry about it. Red dye, we've tested it, red dye number 3, no big deal. Well, red dye number 3 is just one of a multitude of coloring agents which have been untested and not proven to be safe that are in your food, every bite of food you take.
Yeah, and Dr. Mercola, MD, quoting medical trial, chemical additives, including emulsifiers, artificial sweeteners, harm the gut microbiome, sparking inflammation throughout the body, damaging arteries, weakened immunity, raises the risk of blood clots, arterial plaques, processed food consumption, he says, floods the body with free radicals. That's
Inflammation.
Those are terrorists, which harm DNA, weaken cell membranes, accelerate aging, mental decline, heart disease. This medical research proved that even any exposure builds up year after year, undermining your health, accelerating aging and disease. Every processed snack, says the doctor, soda, a frozen meal, coloring everything adds to that cumulative harm. All the studies make it clear that these ultra-processed foods are not harmless. They are directly contributing to heart disease, stroke, memory decline, early death. And, you know, I want you to read this, Dan, because, you know, it goes on. It's really important. It's very important here. He says, Switch to organic foods as the foundation of every meal. Wild-caught fish, grass-fed meat, organic eggs, organic vegetables. Ditch sodas and artificially things.
Sodas are one of the primary sources of,
just what
of
they
pollution.
Make. That's right.
Of human pollution, if there is.
And he talks about the ultra-processed foods. Ultra-processed foods cause, as you said, chronic inflammation, raised blood pressure, and damage arteries. Can you read? Okay. 100, they cause disease deaths and 100,000 new cases annually.
Let me get this. Let me read this.
Read this. Read it.
Word for word.
Word for word.
Just as the doctor wrote it. Okay, the disease deaths are nearly 100,000 new cases annually. 100,000
new cases
every year.
Yes.
Do ultra-processed foods harm the brain?
Says the doctor.
I have to.
Says the doctor.
The evidence is so overwhelming. But here's what the doctor's response is. The question was, do ultra-processed foods harm the brain? Doctor's answer, yes. Research shows a much higher risk of cognitive impairment and an increased risk of stroke for every 10% increase in ultra-processed food consumption.
Unbelievable.
Especially impacting memory and eyes and focus. Which processed foods are the most dangerous, was the doctor was asked. Answer, processed meat products like hot dogs, chemical-laden sausages, and deli meats carry the highest risk, raising the incidence of neurodegenerative death by 43%.
Oh!
Neurodegenerative.
Nerve death, the death of the nervous system in the body, increasing the risk of death 40%?
The death of the brain is
good
a major
grief.
Generator. Well, neurodegenerative death by nearly 50%. All-cause mortality is increased by 13%.
That means death from any reason.
By using these foods. Question, is it okay to consume diet sodas or artificially sweetened drinks? Answer, says the doctor, no, it's not okay. Both sugar-sweetened and artificially sweetened beverages are equally harmful, disrupting metabolism, increasing insulin resistance, raising your risk of chronic disease, because there's nothing natural about them. They're all synthetic flavored, synthetic colored, synthetic
That's right.
textured.
That's right. Poison, poison, poison.
The next question was, doctor, what's the best way to reduce the damage from ultra-processed foods? And the doctor's answer is, clear your kitchen, switch to organic foods, plan your meals, eliminate sodas, and track your energy and mental clarity daily to reverse the damage and protect your health.
That's right. And all of that is so critically important. And, you know, it's and you know, Dr. McCullough goes on to say, just reported, okay? And this may sound sexist because it was done about women, but I'm allowing it. I'm allowing it to be sexist, and I'm a woman. It's okay.
You're okay with sexism?
Especially when you listen to this article,
you
okay?
Think so.
Dr. McCullough, and again, he follows. This was reported in the news, medical news, just reported. Medical news, okay? This is not up in there in the air, okay? A new reason to rethink what's in your grocery cart, Dr. McCullough. A new medical study shows that a woman's diet significantly impacts her mental health. Tell me about it. Tell me about it,
Am I going to join this conversation?
No, I'm talking
not
on
a chance.
My own. Researchers, medical researchers studied the diets of over 15,000 people and found that women who consume ultra-processed foods like chips, sugary drinks, frozen meals were more likely to experience depression. This was especially true for women between the ages of 18 and 54. The more processed food they ate, the higher the risk. Conversely, the opposite, women who followed healthy diets, rich in organic vegetables, wild fish, and dairy, were much less likely to experience depression. Interesting. Experts note that the findings support what is already understood, that diet significantly influences mood. These findings show that eating better and organically protects mental health, especially for women.
All right. Okay. That means there's some room for improvement in womanhood.
Not for me. I eat only organically. I'm a fanatic organic. Okay? I'm a fanatic organic. So maybe I'm talking a little loud, but I'm just angry at Big Pharma, and I'm applauding these doctors. Okay?
So does that suggest that men can eat this junk and not have the same similar problems that womanhood has?
No, because with men don't listen too much to what the women tell them to do. But if they kick the guys enough in the butt, the men may listen to them a little more effectively. And if women are experiencing less depression, they have more energy to kick the guy in the butt. And so he'll actually do better.
And a good kick in the butt changes his mental attitude.
And yeah, it doesn't make him dance, but it makes him wiggle a lot more. Okay? So there you go. Okay. This is so important, and why did nobody pay attention? This is another subject, but very important. Okay? When the Navy came out, the Navy was acting very wisely. They heard about all these, they reviewed all these reports about what NAC, the amino acid N-acetylcysteine, what the amino acid NAC could do, preventing and reversing hearing loss, because the Navy was very worried because of the study, you know, when they would train the military, their what they call not students, cadets, whatever. I'm not sure. You know, when they trained, their hearing, they would get a very high hearing loss and ringing in the ears and damage, and that would affect their performance and affect their lives. But the military,
noise of the weapons being fired,
and the military
destroyed the nervous system of the ear.
The military learned that that the NAC would prevent nerve damage in the ears and prevent the hearing loss at least 60%, and would reverse the hearing loss they found even in those that had that. Okay. So this is what the report was. Dr. Joseph Mercola reported what was going on, and this is what they reported about of that, okay? Okay, I'll get to
you
in a second. And the title of the article just came out also. Hearing loss is linked to higher risk of heart failure. Wow, that's a whole different other thing. And here's the medical thing with all the medical trials supporting it. Hearing loss increases heart failure by 28%. Wow.
It isn't just growing old. You lose your hearing, you have a bad heart.
If you have it increases heart failure.
Yes.
By 28%, even after adjusting for other factors. According to medical research, following over 164,000 adults.
Okay.
Wow.
But the nutrient level affects both the hearing and the function of the heart.
That's right, and he goes on to explain that. Here's how it explains. You got to hear this. The inner ear's high blood flow needs that the inner ear has make it vulnerable to circulatory problems, which serve as an early warning sign of vascular issues affecting the heart. Psychological distress from hearing difficulties accounts for more than 17% of the increased heart failure risk due to resulting inflammation, oxidative stress, and negative cardiovascular changes.
And the heart is not pumping as strong as it did when you were younger.
That's right.
It's not getting the right nutrients to begin with. Whatever's in the blood is being pumped less vigorously than it was when you were younger, because the heart is a weaker muscle.
Hearing aids don't eliminate, says the doctor, the increased heart failure risk, which shows that underlying vascular damage rather than just auditory issues is responsible.
There you go.
But they make this point that they learned. Listen to this. Reducing processed foods and supplementing with the right nutrients, NAC, magnesium, and other
cardio CoQ10.
Yeah, protect both hearing and heart health. This is really amazing, and it goes on that it's not just a symptom. Your heart is under strain. Can you read this here?
Right? You bet I will.
Okay, read that.
Hearing trouble is a warning sign for your heart, says the doctor. Research published in the medical journal Heart examined whether impaired hearing could increase your chances of developing heart failure. The team used data from 164,431 adults, none of whom had heart failure at the start of the study. Over the course of 12 years, researchers followed participants' health records to see who developed heart failure and how their baseline hearing status factored in that scenario. Hearing ability was assessed through a standardized test to determine how well each person could understand spoken words in a noisy environment. The participants with worse hearing, especially those not using hearing aids, faced a much higher risk of heart failure. Of 164,431 people, that's the conclusion they came, that the participants with the worst hearing, especially those not wearing hearing aids. Who would wear hearing aids in a hearing test to begin with?
And how important to know, forever, even the military, knowing that NAC improves hearing and helps reverse it even when there's been loss.
But the hearing difficulty was preempted by a weaker heart.
That's right.
Which wasn't pumping whatever nutrients were in the blood to the hearing apparatus, okay? And you're right about the NAC helping the strength of the heart and the lungs and the brains and the sinuses and everything else. And acetylcysteine is a major anti-inflammatory, health rejuvenator for every cell in your body.
Right, and the doctors went right along with what you had to say, Dan, because they went in this study. Hearing loss predicted heart failure in all of the different.
Right.
Your inner ear said the doctors. I'm quoting the article. Depends on strong blood flow, which makes it especially vulnerable to vascular disease.
And with a weaker heart, you're not going to get a stronger blood flow.
Right. The researchers said a biological explanation for what's going on is the cochlea, the spiral-shaped organ in your inner ear, processes sound. It's packed with tiny blood vessels. It means it has a high metabolic demand, needs a lot of oxygen and nutrients to function. Hearing loss has also been identified as a risk factor for dementia.
Again, lack of blood because of a weaker heart.
Right, and that's what they say here. They went on to say inflammation and oxidative stress caused by hearing-related distress reshape the heart over time, and chronic inflammation damages the lining of blood vessels, while oxidative stress leads to cellular damage. And they go on to say you have to get rid of all of these terrible things in the diet, okay? You have to have better...
But you can also do a thing with cardio CoQ10, and you can also do a thing with the major curcumin supplement we have called Pain Power. Pain Power is effective in reducing pain, yes, very effective, because it reduces inflammation. And what have we heard every day of our lives? Inflammation, chronic inflammation, is the creator of all ill health, whether it's a disease or a physical incapability. Inflammation is destroying, is burning up, creating an inferno in every cell in your body, and that's destruction. Well, the Pain Power reduces the inflammation. Amazing.
Right.
People that take the Pain Power for the bad knees say, you know something, I think I'm hearing better than I was before. Would the Pain Power have any effect? I said, I'm not a doctor. I cannot tell you without a thorough examination why your hearing is improving. But all the holistic physicians point out that inflammation is the primary source of destruction of your hearing ability, of your thinking ability, of your visual cognition. Inflammation destroys all the cells, burns them up. The Pain Power reduces the inflammation. Duh.
Right, with no chemicals,
no
allergens.
All nutrients.
All nutrients powerfully put together.
And what makes the Pain Power so unique, in my estimation, is that because I asked a holistic physician years ago, what can we do to help people get rid of inflammation and pain? And he said, well, I said, can you create a formula for us that will reduce the inflammation and the pain? And he said, absolutely. And he came up with this product called Pain Power.
Right.
The Pain Power is curcumin. Curcumin in several forms, which are both anti-inflammatory, and also natokinase, which is an enzyme.
Up inflammation.
And all kinds of
Boswellia, the ancient Mother Mary herb, all of that was used for pain for thousands of years. Boswellia.
Boswellia also reduces inflammation. All the natokinase, serratiopeptidase, amla, and
piperine—all of these things
reduce inflammation, and people get results not just with the pain in their fingers and their toes, not just the pain in their knees, but also a better cognitive awareness. Because the inflammation is systemically reduced throughout your entire anatomy.
Right. You know, in that article, too, about the hearing loss thing, the doctor said that hearing impairment and inflammation have been identified as a risk factor for neurodegenerative diseases. Even mild hearing loss raises your risk for Parkinson's disease and dementia, reinforcing that it's not an isolated issue.
That's a very important phrase.
It signals broader metabolic and neurological strain that precedes more serious diagnoses.
Repeat that again, honey.
It signals, they're telling here, wider metabolic and neurological nerve strain that precedes more serious diagnoses.
That's right. So one symptom is one symptom. A hearing loss is one occasion. It goes on forever, not just a one-time thing. But the hearing loss is created by the inflammation. But what else does the inflammation doing in your body? Aha! It's destroying every cell in your body, thereby creating weaker blood flow, weaker brain function, weaker eyesight, weaker older and older and older. Why? Because of inflammation. You can reduce the inflammation with the Cardio CoQ10 and the Pain Power and the Super Omega 3 fish oil,
the NAC.
Yes,
and you know, they go on to say, too, that and researchers have found that NAC does more than just replenish glutathione. That's how your body fights free radical, the terrorists, the scavengers. NAC, it goes on. We hear the doctor is listing right over here. It helps reducing inflammatory response, supports normal healthy insulin sensitivity, metabolic health, respiratory health, lungs and airways, helps prevent the death of the alveoli in the lungs, and goes on, protects tissues and cells from oxidative stress and exercise, supports healthy mitochondrial function.
That's right.
Okay. So, well, healthy provides valuable support for your liver and kidneys.
One nutrient does this.
Mood and cognition, because it helps impact the neurotransmitter levels in your brain.
But just one nutrient that's doing this.
That's right.
Other nutrients also do this. But NAC is particularly effective to decongest the lungs, to rebuild, restore liver function.
That's right. It's the main thing in top hospitals for the leading cause of liver failure, which is acetaminophen, Tylenol, and over-the-counter pain
killers.
That's the number one cause of liver failure. Goes right along with the kidney. And number two is alcoholism. I'm not telling you it's good to be an alcoholic. I'm saying that the over-the-counter painkillers even outplay in a negative response the damage to the liver. Good grief. Anyway, so I want you to know it's really important, because this is important information people ask about all the time. We have little new different times. So the Alive and Well radio show that you're listening to, 1110 AM, of course, radio. The times that it's heard, it's repeated three times each week. New each week, repeated three times. Here are the three times it is heard. 3 p.m. on Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. Sundays. It's repeated, okay? And so just please listen up and tell your friends to listen up, because it couldn't be more important, as you can tell. And what's tremendously important is you call the 877-4950, 877-4950. Easy to remember. You can have all the glorious foods made for you. You can take out, you can have your parties at home, you can have everything ready for you when you come in and eat there at the Broth Cafe. Just give us a buzz. It'll all be ready for you, anything you want, all are wonderfully organic, terrific smoothies, etc. and so forth. You can call that same number for any of our services, mailing, shipping, you name it. And in addition, you can set up a time. Dennis and I, not doctors, not pretend to be, but we don't charge anything. But we make a time if you want to sit with Dennis or with me at a beautiful, comfortable area and you have questions. We'd love to report those questions to you, answers to you that holistic doctors have found. No charge. 877-4950. Set up a time, because we are there for you. And we just want to help, and we want to share that. We have for many, many years, okay? We are there for you. We love you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.